Greetings, Sirenauts, and welcome to this week's Observations with your host, me, Sovereign Sire. Brought to you by the good or not so good people, they're a little bit ambivalent, over at julieland.com. And our dear ambivalent, unsure, unsteady ruler on the edge of a breakdown.
I think it's more
Richard Avery.
I think it's more passive aggressive. It's not really ambivalent. It's like yes, no,
zero fucks given. Yeah, like on a scale of one to even, he can't.
Yeah, I don't.
Richard Avery.
I don't know. I think it's confusion. I don't know what I am or who I am.
It happens to all of us, I guess. Yeah. And today's guest back with us is Janine Brito.
It is still I. I am still myself.
Nothing changed in the...
Nope. Nothing. I have a little bit, maybe more hair on me.
Yes, you're steadfast. Coco Darling is in the house today. She is here loudly...
Eating pussy.
Eating pussy and at our feet.
Her own...
Her own
of ours.
But it seems like when in Rome.
Do you know something? Now she's like done and she's like licking her paws. Like almost like lighting a cigarette. Like, okay, I got that
like
off.
Like licking her fingers like, ah, what a meal.
Well, exactly. I'll have you know that my dog is a virgin. So, you know, she's exploring. She's a kid. Yeah,
she's
a baby.
She's having an awakening.
Yeah. So she's
was that her masturbating?
She's a little bae. She's a little bae. Yeah. She's a little kid.
We gotta be sex positive.
Yeah. We're not shaming my dog. My roommate Desi, she just sits around and like fat shames my dog. Like she'll come in and she'll be like, she just came in the other day and she's like all exasperated and she was like, it's like she finds the most unflattering position to lay in and then she just lays in it right in front of me. Like, she's just so fat.
She's like a sorority girl with a Sharpie. She's like, Coco, let me show you your problem areas.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty intense. I have a dream of doing a Periscope or a Vine of just me and Desi like reading at replies on Twitter or fat shaming the dog.
I love fat pets.
Me too.
I love it. It's like
that's what it's
so
there
cute.
For.
They're happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Full.
A few treats every once in a while.
Exactly. It's not all about torture. Which body shaming. So that brings us like
yes.
What I wanted to talk about, which I thought would be interesting, is sort of the internet has sort of mobilized social justice movements.
SJ dubs
social everywhere.
Social justice warriors.
Warriors.
What is that? I don't know that.
A social justice warrior is someone that fetishizes minority status to the point that they look for and reach out for, find new and different ways to be discriminated against.
Okay. Don't know that one.
So it's someone that like kind of sits around, like they identify with being the minority that's fighting against a cause. Like it becomes their identity. And so in order to maintain that identity, they have to, you know, constantly be finding new ways that they've been sort of wronged or discriminated or whatever. So it's kind of like the perversion of like a natural good impulse.
Okay.
So like a natural good impulse is sort of an altruistic whatever. And like the social justice warrior is someone that kind of perverts that somewhere along the way into like an obsession, you know, with like, but like lately the one that I see all the time is women that are afraid to call themselves feminists. Like this, I don't need feminism. I'm not a feminist. And it's really bizarre to me.
I feel like that's always been, at least for me growing up, it's been like a bad word. It's gone through cycles, I think. Rut row. Call, call. And I think a lot of it comes down to a lot of women kind of not realizing they are feminists, like just latching on to the word and the identity of it. So like a lot of women that I think like that are like, oh, I hate feminism and I'm not like that. If you actually talk to them and you're like, well, what about this? Do you want to be paid equally for doing the same work as a man? And do you want to make sure that women have access to healthcare and are not sexually harassed every 5 minutes, those same women would be like, oh, yeah, of course, I don't want that. So I think it's sort of like because forces in the media are like, these big old short-haired butch dykes are trying to ruin our good time, like becomes the image of it when it's really, it's just, you're just a person who supports women not having shitty lives.
Well, yeah, and it seems like also I've seen it also too with like Black Twitter or Ferguson or whatever. I follow a couple accounts of people that were involved in sort of those events. One I can think of is, she goes by Awkward Duck on Twitter, but she's a Black feminist, like kind of was at Ferguson, mm-hmm. at the protest, and has like kind of become like, she's like a mobilizer of like young people. And you see like there's a lot of contention over people have a hard time hearing that Black people have had a hard time, or that women have had a hard time. It seems like people get very uncomfortable,
yeah.
when those ideas are articulated.
Yeah.
And then the response is like Gamergate or,
oh, absolutely.
Or whatever. It's like, you get this like not all men or not all this. And it's kind of like, it's an interesting kind of sociological thing that's happened, like with social media and the access that people have constantly to each other.
Totally. Well, I think it just stems from a discomfort. Like, no one likes being called on their shit. In any context, especially
exactly.
such a
and
large
I think,
one.
And I think what happens these days is like you're afraid to call somebody on their shit. And it's like my problem with the media today and the press today is they don't call people on their shit enough. Mm-hmm. It seems like the only person that calls people on their shit is Jon Stewart, which is like, why is he doing it?
Yeah. Right.
Like, why is he all of a sudden become that? But like, it's that when people do get called on their shit, little or big or whatever, it's like everybody gets defensive.
Totally.
And everybody shuts down. Everybody just, you know, fluffs it off. Nobody listens. Nobody actually has empathy to understand what the other side's thinking like.
Totally. And it's the harder behavior is to change and be more conscious. The easier yeah. thing is to be like, well, no, you're just touchy. And yeah. just kind of
and dismissive.
Swat them away.
Yeah. I always tell people these days, because I just bothers me is that people just aren't nice. As dumb as it sounds, on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, everybody needs to just fucking be nice.
I think it's what you were talking about last time.
And people just don't understand.
Yeah, which it's is like that kind of the competitive edge, the rage, the anger. It's like we're online, we're constantly comparing ourselves and being invited to compare ourselves to how everyone else is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like Kim Kardashian or Kanye, or, you know, it's like, it seems like every piece of pop culture invites this kind of comparison, and then that leads to anger when we feel like there's a dissonance between what we think we deserve or what we think we should be, and like how we stack up to the people around us. If that makes sense.
No,
I don't think I'm getting it.
I don't either.
Like, if you go on Instagram, it's like you see people kind of like living this sort of like level of opulence, mm-hmm. or they have a certain amount of. Like Kim Kardashian or
so-called
something. It's
fame,
like luxury,
and
right? Like,
yeah.
And we feel like we all feel like we deserve those things, but like it's like, and we're invited to compare because she's on Instagram like us, and she's on Twitter like we are, and she's constantly presented like a person like we are.
Right.
But like, why don't we have those same things? And like, there's bound to be this sort of like this moment when that comparison, when we feel we measure up short somehow,
right.
But
that we're either going to be angry or depressed. And then like that,
all I know is the last 10 to 20 years, I think if you go back, let's say 20 years, I just think people in general are angrier today than they've ever been. Whether it's at themselves, at somebody else, or at the man, or at the system, I just find people angrier yeah. than ever.
Well, I think it is because of increased pressures that everyday people face in their lives.
Right.
I mean, it's
But it's like life is harder today than
absolutely.
It's ever been. And it's for a lot of reasons. I can give you a list of 50 reasons why it is. But I think what happens is, everybody's angry, so nobody's going to listen when they're angry, and nobody's going to actually, everybody's just going to bitch and complain and not do anything about it. They're going to, like I said, they're going to sit on their couch at home going, you know, it's the Muslims that are bad, it's the Black people are bad, it's the white people that are bad, it's these people are bad, it's the cops, and blame it. Nobody's doing anything, just everybody's just pissed off
yeah.
and tired and frustrated, and so nothing's going to get done. And I think there's actually, in my mind, there's a part of society, I'm not going to say who, but they're rich, very rich,
yes.
who likes this shit
yes.
to go on because it's a distraction. While they go do shit and fuck everybody over on the side, they create these distractions. Let everybody, it's like magic. It's called, you know,
it's the way the system has always worked. I think there's definitely, I think that is a large part of the issue is everyone across the board, except for this very, very small percentage of faceless people, struggles more and more to just eke out a living.
Oh, it's horrible.
And
yeah.
just earn something. And so you have the majority of the world either suffering or just incredibly stressed out and barely scraping by, combined with access to ways to just unleash and communicate.
Right.
But they also don't know who to be upset at.
Yeah.
And there are so many things to be upset about, and they just sort of, we all kind of yell at each other. Oftentimes within reason.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it boils down to like, everything sucks so much more these days, and there is so little we can do about it.
And
do you feel like you have like in writing for the show that you were on, do you like, because it was a topical show and you guys were constantly sort of addressing sort of political issues, did you come to like a different understanding of the scope or the nature of the problem? Sort of
certainly the scope widened. It was a little bit of a depressing job because we really did watch the news every day, and the focus of the show was like, we wanted to be topical, but we also wanted to focus on these macro issues that kind of cycle up constantly,
right?
With racism and feminism and you know, queer issues and trans issues. So it was like within these little blips and stories, we would want to tie it to a larger thing, and so that really beat you down after a while.
It's so depressing. I had to turn. I always tell people I don't watch news hardly at all anymore. I don't watch anything. It's because it's the same shit over and over. Nothing really changes.
When we were on break, I would not watch anything because I was like, I need to step away.
Because you're just
too much.
It's like every time I see stuff now, I just want to. Nobody asks the right questions, and that's what pisses me off. Everybody gets off, the politicians, everybody gets off like scot-free. Like nobody wants to ask them. And all I ever want to ask, especially Republicans, you're out there, is what the fuck are you afraid of? Be honest. What are you afraid of?
Well, it's not that they're afraid. It's that it's working for them.
No, I know that. But it's like, but I want to know what they're afraid of. And I also
that if everything shifted and if everything was truly based on merit, they wouldn't have the privilege that they do.
But right? I also want to ask them, like, besides what they're afraid of, next question I have for them is, like, I really would like to know what vision you see. What would be the perfect world you would live in? Like, I want to know, because they're fighting all these things, they're doing all this, trying to create this. What would be the perfect world where it's 1950 and women shut up and, I don't know. What I would like to know, vision do they have for the world?
But I think that is like an interesting question that not enough people do ask. Cause I was asked to write a piece for an anthology, and it was like, what would a feminist utopia look like? And so they were asking different people, and so they were like, they wanted to get this something from the adult star, you know, like what would feminist porn, like in a feminist utopia, what would pornography look like? But I thought it was like a really interesting exercise.
It would look like Julie Land.
It would. But, and that was kind of like, that was kind of the thing is like, it would, that is kind of what it would look like. But
trust me, girls like my stuff more than guys do.
What struck me about the whole pretense of it was the framing of it in like looking at it like, okay, let's say that you got all the goals that you wanted. Like, what would a feminist utopia like actually look like? Right. And I think it's like, and it's the same thing with like a racial utopia. I don't know what you call that, like a racial utopia or like a queer utopia, a trans utopia. Like, I don't think we ask ourselves enough, like, what would that look like, so that we don't even have in mind like what we're fighting for.
Exactly. That's the question I was asked. Like, what are you fighting for? What do you want out of all this? What's your goal here? And most of them can't answer it. Most of them don't even care. It's just about, it's just because they're making millions of dollars creating shit. And they don't care. It's like getting paid to say shit that they don't believe in, but they're getting paid so they can keep saying it. And I would probably, if somebody paid you $1 million to say shit, you probably
I mean, I hear rumors that a lot of the big names like Ann Coulter and Glenn Beck don't actually believe this stuff.
Oh, they don't. I can guarantee that they don't believe all of it. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's a cottage industry.
It's how you make money.
Totally.
It's like, you can make money being an asshole. You can make a lot of money being an asshole and cater to a bunch of fucking idiots out there. You can. I just find what's sad is that, especially when it comes to men and women, and I love women, 99% of my friends are women, is that it's like, God, just me being around long, women are way smarter than men. Women are way cooler than men. Why do men have to feel so threatened by them and not pay them equal and treat, like, really? Are you kidding me? And then when you see things throughout the world and society, things that are done to women, whether it's in India, being raped and all that, I always just want, again, nobody asks the right questions. What to these guys that would rape some girl on a school bus. I'd be like, what if they did that to your sister or your mom? How would you think? Oh, that, you just, you know, they'd say that's wrong.
Yeah.
Then why does it make you feel okay to do that? Or tell some stupid
mom would never be wearing that.
Yeah, but like, right. It's like, or you'd sell some politician in Washington, D.C. Like, would you get upset if your daughter doesn't get paid equal pay or doesn't have access to health care? Like, no, it kills me. That it's like they always say, like, about Dick Cheney. Oh, he supports gay rights. He's a Republican because his daughter's gay. You're like, really?
Yeah.
So it takes that for you to, just because you're related to one, that you can now say it's
to
okay.
See them as a human being.
Yeah.
Right.
And care for them.
Everybody's yeah. the same. Fucking, it just kills me. And
I feel like there's this, to me, the weird irony is that, like, when we're in a time with, like, with Twitter and Instagram and all these things where we're able to see people as fully rounded,
mm-hmm.
we're able to see, share our humanity and be exposed to other people's humanity, like, way more than ever before. And, like, ironically, it seems like we are viewing each other less and less as human.
Yeah.
Like we're feeling lonelier. We're feeling more withdrawn. And we're feeling more alienated than ever, even though, like...
Because we're looking at avatars. We're not looking at a flesh and blood human. It's like you can get snippets of a person and the information they're putting out there. But when it's on a screen in these bites, even if you... no more anecdotes and facts about them, you don't really see them fully, and you don't really kind of like it's harder to empathize when they're just not there in front of you. I don't know if
yeah, well, it's easy to throw shit from far away.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Talk shit and be, you know, like, that's the thing. I just get tired after all these years and of people just. Like, I, it goes back, my basics for everything, and I'll make this as short as possible. Look, I always say the number one problem in the world today is simple. It's ignorance, period, by far. Because it's the basics of every issue that we have, mm-hmm. whether it's global warming, it's ignorant people that don't believe in it. It's everything is based on ignorance. And I always say it's just stupid people. Again, I'll plug stupidlifecoach.com that I created. But it's stupid. It's just all this ignorance. Yeah, it's like... everything, and it's all because people, and I think that, but there's part of the controlling society, whether it's religion or whether it's governments, just want to keep people stupid so
absolutely.
They can go do things. Like I always say, why do you think Republicans want to fuck over the educational system? Because it's easier to manipulate stupid people than it is to control smart people.
Yeah, I agree. A friend of mine who is an activist in St. Louis, Brittany Packnett, she's Miss Pacchietti on Twitter, tweeted something where it's like, she said, the system isn't broken. It's working exactly the way it was meant to work by the people who designed it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And it's like, and that's the other thing. Like the problem, you know, the problem in some a riot that just happened in Baltimore. Again, it's not, they're trying to blame the cops. It's not, it's the system that people are pissed off. It's the same thing when 9/11 happened. Everybody got mad at the Muslims or the Saudi Arabia or whoever. No, it's the policies that fuck everything and piss people off. It's even the policies now of the, it's policies. It's never a person, really.
It's policies that infect individuals
and
into
fucks
acting in these ways.
Exactly. And it's like, don't everybody just wants to talk about the person who got killed or this. Like, wait a minute. It's the setup. It's the system that cops are able to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I grew up with, my brothers were cops. I grew up with cops my whole life. And I get it. I get their mentality. Again, ask them what they're afraid of. They'll tell you, you know, being killed by some strange guy. And I can understand that. And you live that every day. But it's a system that they're put in. And to work, it's all fucked up. It's just like, and it all comes down to ignorance. I'm sorry. It just comes down to ignorance. Stupidity is like...
But we have more access to information than ever before.
Yeah, but doesn't mean it. But it doesn't mean that you people are going
to. But no
believe,
ability to learn. Like,
yeah, but
people
aren't
going to
believe
anymore.
It, and they're not going to believe it. I mean, like they say, there's the facts are there. There's global warming, but there's still people who don't believe it.
You pick and choose what you want.
Yeah,
and
you're going to deny because you know. And then there's the scary part is those people that believe it. Hey, you know, it's the end of the world. Let's just blow it all up, and who cares? Because you know they want to go to heaven or what? It's like, you can't, it's just stupidity and it's just stupid. And I just wish, I always say, like, I wish people would just lighten the fuck up.
We all gotta be more like Coco.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We gotta, like, calm the fuck down.
Calm the fuck down.
And eat your
take
vagina.
Take care of our own needs.
Well, that was really fun, and thank you for coming by and being on my podcast.
Thanks for having me.
That was a little serious podcast.
It was. I got throw them in there. We have to tell people where they can find you.
Twitter at Jeanine Burrito, and then website JeanineBurrito.com.
That's awesome. I'll be a burrito supreme.
Thanks. I'll be what is it?
A sironaut.
Sironaut. Yes.
Yeah, like an astronaut.
I will be an avid sironaut.
Awesome. You guys can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Sire and at my website, ilovesov.com. Lots of blogs, podcasts, galleries, and videos for free for you. I'll see you later, guys.